Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borges.
I'm Sarah C. Barely alive. I was trying to watch Jersey last night, and like, I was like roofied. I'm like, I can't keep eyes open. My whole body shut down.
I know.
Being a pack mule all weekend.
Oh, with your hike, your hike and camping.
This is why I like to plan things and be in control, because when you're not, people book campsites without seeing the fine print that says hike in campsite. And then when you get there and you're like, oh, are there any others? And they're like, no. Oh, and also it's a pretty steep incline up to the hike in campsite. I'm like, oh God. Okay.
Oh.
We like, so you, I was trying to,
you guys were the only ones there?
No.
Oh! I thought you said, but, like, is anyone else there? And they said no.
But we weren't the only ones that did not realize we needed a wagon or some form of mobile traveling device, because start chucking the stuff up there, not knowing how far it is, and it's like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. So made like a trip or two in, then went into town and got like one of those wagon things, you know, like,
yeah.
Beach, whatever. But still, you're still pulling, you know, think about, everything is heavy. Like, I was even like, maybe we should just get Smirnoff vodka, because they have the plastic containers, because I didn't want to carry the thick, heavy glass, you know? We didn't carry the glass, but think about all your wood, all your water, all your beverages, all your food, all your bedding.
You probably would have packed differently if you knew you were hiking, you know?
Yeah, we've packed for, you know, having my car parked there. It's in this Ford Explorer, though, and yesterday morning, because I just kept getting up at 6, and I went down, and I was like, why didn't I just screw the tent, screw the, and just sleep in the car? So I decided for my next camping trip, I'm going to camp, and then it may just, because you know what sucks is cleaning up.
Yes.
Folding that damn, well, I just kind of crumple it into a ball and throw it in a trash bag, but it was my tent, so that was quickly undone, and people folded it up into tiny little, like, origami squares and, like, sweeping it along the way. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's just not happening. I can't do it. I can never get anything back in its bag.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a camping chair, but, like, I had, like, yeah. Anyways, I'm tired.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the pictures looked beautiful. I was, it looked like freaking Twilight.
You know what I was going to say was, because I'll rely on you for the video. So, you guys, this whole Victoria Kyle thing popped off while I was being a pack mule hiking up the incline while holding my phone to listen to this damn interview, because every time I'd put it in my pocket and just like turn up the volume, it would like knock my leg or shorts or something and turn it off, pause it. And it's alive. So I'm like, oh my God, I have to just hold it while I'm hiking up with all this, the gear and stuff, just so I could participate in this live.
Oh my gosh.
So I was able to listen. You watched and listened.
Yes.
All right. Well, how was your weekend first?
I'm like, what did I? So the girls just had a big audition for like their summer musical. They're doing Seussical. So they both did that. And we should find out like today. So that's really exciting. Ronnie wants to get JoJo, which if you guys know that musical, I don't. So I don't know what the heck. And Daisy just wants to get like a fun little ensemble part. And we had birthday parties. What else did I do? That's about it. Yeah, it was just, that's it.
So sorry, you guys were a little tardy to the party. We actually talked on Saturday, and I said, Holly, if you think this requires an emergency pod, I can drive into town. I actually had reception, so I could have probably done Skype on my phone at the campsite. But I think we both thought it was kind of a big nothing burger.
Well, I just thought, like, it wasn't worth it to, like, interrupt your vacation. And I think that we kind of need that boundary sometimes. Like, if we're available, yeah. like, totally cool. But, like, enjoy your time. And, like, we'll talk about it now. It's fine.
I actually had enjoyed talking to Ryan Bailey because he had posted something. He's like, excuse me. He's like, I'm in Kansas and I set my phone down for a couple hours because he's officiating, like, his best friend's wedding. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you should be able to do that. But, of course, there's Bravo, you know, all this breaking news. And it's like, we as Bravo content creators should come up with, like, a constitution, and we'll work into the contract, like, we all agree, like, certain weekends, none of us will create or post or pod or blog or – I'm like, that's great. And then, like, if whoever breaks it, we'll, like, throw tomatoes at them and shame them with our fingers.
Yes.
Because it was. It's like, it gives everyone, like, FOMO or feel like, oh, I'm not doing what we're supposed to be doing, when we always are – above and beyond, right? We're staying up till midnight, 1 a.m. live.
Giving, well, and there's, like, lucky for us, there's two of us. So, like, you know, like, I took the videos and stuff, and I cannot believe you were watching while you were hiking. That's crazy.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
But, and if it was, like, just crazy salacious stuff, I would have wanted to, but I didn't really care. I mean, it was,
like, just watching it was absolutely wild. Like, it was... Yeah. It definitely felt like a treat.
I guess it's kind of like the Toms on the Vial Files, where you definitely need to watch.
Yes, and that's how this is too, I feel like, because just like their body language was crazy. And then it was also extremely fun in the comment section reading everybody's reaction. You know, I mean, some big players were in there commenting. You know, Billy was in there. That was funny. And then some other big podcasters were making their comments, and it was just fun to see everyone. You know, I love that community effect.
So when Billy was commenting, they wouldn't address or acknowledge that Billy was in the live.
They weren't addressing. It was going too fast. Like, there was so many people in there, and Adam had to focus on what he was dealing with. So, I believe later they took listener questions, and I didn't see that part. So.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
So overall, I mean, my overall feeling was I felt Kyle overtalked both Adam and Victoria. Victoria couldn't form a sentence any better than Sandoval can. And Adam lost control of the train. I did notice times, and I appreciated it, when they didn't answer the question. They'd either overtalk him, or they'd change it, or evade the question. He'd come back. And still some, like, important ones were never answered, like the, why did you and Sandoval stop following each other in New York? And she changed it to, we decided to unfollow Billy Lee. It's like, nope, that's a different story. And there's a couple times they didn't answer, and he kind of brought them back, like, and I was like, thank you, because it was like a listener question, right? It was like something we're all like, yeah. Ask this.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were kind of difficult to reel in.
It made me feel a lot better about our interview. I know that we got a lot of comments of people saying they couldn't listen to our interview. And seeing this, like, it just, I don't know, it brought me a little bit of comfort, because it's like sometimes... Yeah. You have to just go with what's happening, and that's the magic of podcasting and live streaming like this, is sometimes that you're not going to get exactly what you want, and that's cool.
But our interview was kind of more of a hangout than an interview, because just the setting and the situation, like, we had looked into booking a studio, it just wasn't enough time, and it kind of just became a hangout. So if you look at it like a hangout evening with Joe, rather than a hard hitting, okay, here's my questions 1 through 10, you know, and that's just a different angle. She had the questions on Rachel's, with the producer there being like, okay, number one, number two. So
I don't know. I felt like we were ready for that. It just didn't happen. You know, like,
yeah, something else came instead, yeah, and that's fine because yeah, it was different than what she'd already done.
Totally.
So there you go. Okay, go on. Adam.
So anyways, after I finished watching, I messaged Adam and I was like, dude, that was crazy. And he's like, he said that he was like emotionally exhausted and worn out. And, I feel like throwing back to our interview as well, like that is exactly how you feel. You go in having, you know, all your questions ready. And then really what you are is a referee to the interview. So I was like, I thought he did a really good job of trying to stay on track and keep, you know, and also his facial reactions were really funny and entertaining because a couple of times, like you mentioned, like they would go a little long and the faces, you know, because we're all in there, you know, going like, what? And so that was funny to have his facial reactions like that.
I saw his story after and he was just, and he said like tired and he was just like depleted and exhausted. I'm like, I know exactly like how you feel.
Yeah.
Like I definitely had lots of like, even like Peter and stuff. Like we've had lots of experiences like that. Maybe, you know, just different, you know what I mean? Where we felt like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
But well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, okay. Some of the, I guess, well, tell me about the body language and what, okay, you were seeing like Adam's funny faces. What was like Victoria's body language, Kyle's body language like?
I would say in the beginning, Kyle kind of really took the lead and it looked like Victoria wanted him to. She kept looking at to him for support and for, like they,
you want to tell the story? You tell it.
Yeah, they knew exactly like what they wanted to say, but the way they were acting and like in person was so strange. So that was really interesting to watch. And then I would say I have like minutes and minutes of footage of her looking completely like she's disassociating. You know, like she's just somewhere else. She's kind of annoyed with the questioning. And to be fair, I would have been really annoyed with, so how Adam kind of did it was he started and they were just talking and that's when Kyle talked a lot and that's when Victoria looked a little bored and she was staring off. Then he goes, well, let's get into it. Let's play the clips. And he played the entire clip of Billy just ripping them apart. And so a couple of times Victoria was like, can you stop it? Because she wanted to, because it's like, how are you supposed to address, he should have maybe pared it down into smaller clips because, like, even everyone in the comments was like, dude, this is going too long. Like, we've heard this. Exactly. And they heard it. So they were getting really frustrated in their face at that. And I kind of don't blame them because even I was like, wait, stop, like, answer that. And, you know, stuff would pass and so that they wouldn't have to answer it. So I would say that was the other thing that I was like, oh, darn.
Yeah, I definitely felt that pain. I was like, I'm carrying it for something I've already heard. Like, a 30-second clip's fine. It was like a 5-minute. I'm like,
Yeah. So the fun part was Billy kept chiming in. So, like, at this one comment that I screenshot, she goes, let's talk about what you did and said in that bathroom. You know, like, little things like that. It's like, what happened in the bathroom? Tell us. And then she said, oh, hell no. She called him like 5 times that night. He had to go upstairs and fight with her about it. So like it was just fun. Like all the things they were saying, like she would come in and like say something. So,
yeah, like they didn't address all the shit. Like they didn't address when Victoria stormed in, when Sandoval had asked Billy Lee to come over and watch a movie. Like, why aren't they addressing the stories that she brought up?
Yeah. and then when they really got into it and when, you know, Victoria was like, well, we did not want to say this, you guys, just so you know, we did not want to bring this up, but here we go.
Yeah.
Billy wanted to have a baby with Sandoval and take his last name. And I felt like she thought like everyone was going to be like, what? no, you know, like it was
especially like it's 1950 or something too. I'm like, yeah, I know a lot of people whose friends have given them sperm or an egg, especially in the LGBT community. But, you know, also in the straight community, that happens when, or sisters do it. You know what I mean? Here's my egg, because this one, isn't it, didn't even Emily Simpson, her, think it's her sister's eggs, or her sister was the surrogate or something. And like, that's very normal. Billie Lee and Sandoval have been very close friends for a decade. That's a very normal thing to do. Billie says it's not true about the last name. So we just have to, you know, take her on our word. I don't know. I think maybe the last name thing would be weirder than actually asking for the sperm. I think that's a very normal thing.
Yeah.
She said that both Tom and Ariana had talked about helping Billie out like this. So maybe like Ariana would donate her eggs. And I remember Ariana, when she froze her eggs, said it wasn't because she was like not sure of herself, maybe changing her mind someday. It was, I have them. They might as well be utilized by someone, if not me. And I have a lot of, you know, gay friends that could utilize them because they want to have children. And so, you know, maybe she was doing this with Billie too, or including Billie in that. So that was not a bomb.
Well, and I also feel like that's like so, the way like she weaponized that, which probably was like a beautiful conversation about maybe a life dream that she has, and to use it like that was super offensive. The other thing that I found like super offensive was Kyle Chan and his saying that Billie was pulling the trans card. Like, I missed getting that on recording, but my jaw was literally on my bed watching this, because I'm like, how is no one stopping him? And finally, Adam was like, what do you mean by that? Like, he finally was like pissed and was like, dude, what are you saying? Because it made no sense. So yeah, you guys, like, tell me if you heard that, because I was like, I can't believe no one has posted that clip. Like, it was wild.
And he also was like kind of weaponizing. He's like, well, and also we had to wear kid gloves because it was with Billie, because, you know, explaining the unfollowing order, because she has social anxiety.
She has so many triggers. Triggered. Yeah.
So it's like, okay, now you're weaponizing, you know, personality traits, but or mental health. And Billie Lee went on her own live and was like, yeah, I do suffer from social anxiety, and this could be because or not because of trans. I'm sure with trans, it's enhanced because there are a lot of people that are not nice. So, of course, you're going to be on guard more and have more paranoia.
I also feel, not to use weaponize again, but I feel like that's like, it's kind of like a known thing with Billie that she does have, that she's not as comfortable around like the fans as maybe some of the other cast members. And so I feel like a lot of her friends and stuff, like, they would flank her and, like, help with those moments. Yeah. Like, and particularly, I had multiple interactions with her and Ariana, and it was Ariana who really kind of facilitated us all talking and, like, brought the group together in a way that maybe Billie wasn't able to do at the time. So, and I feel like that's a very, like, it's like a known thing. Like, kind of everyone says so. Even Adam said so. So,
I mean, I'll say it flat out. We have said several times in the past that we've had many experiences, and she's not a warm and welcoming person.
No, yeah.
In that, and she said it herself on her live. She's like, I am leery of people like outside my immediate trust group. And that, I understand that. And it actually makes a lot of sense why
But you know who else is like that? Kyle Chan.
Yes.
He is absolutely, like, so it's like, literally he was like mirroring comments of how he is. So I was like, Kyle, you're not the most freaking, like, you might be friendly with your little group of, you know, Vanderpump people, but that's about it. So, like, he's not getting any awards for being warm and kind either.
So you had Ariana, and then my experience, because I remember telling Jeremy and Rachel, I'm like, no, because they're like, oh, Billie Lee's great. You should have her on your podcast. I'm like, we have tried, and I have tried to talk to her, but she just doesn't engage. And So they introduced, like, well, maybe if we're there, she'll feel comfortable. I'm like, that would be great. So that happened. And she didn't run away. She stayed because we're with Jamie and Rachel. But still, you know, it's like I'm a stranger to her. So, you know, their trust isn't there. And now it's explained better. But to weaponize that against her, you know, like the way they do as her close inner circle friends was kind of shitty.
Yeah.
You know, we can say it because we're not her close friends.
I will say I had an interaction with Victoria and she was actually very warm and open. So like when we went to Schwartz and Sandy's and we were outside on the patio, she came over and said, like, are you having a good night? Like, what's like she was very warm, which I was like, at the time I wasn't sure who she was. I was like, who is this girl? And sure enough, it was her. I believe I have a video of that too. I need to pull that. Cause I was like, who is this girl? Okay. What else happened?
So when Adam's trying to ask, okay, when you were in New York and everyone noticed, oh, Tom and Victoria unfollowed each other. There's, you know, some big, you know, it's all over. Everybody was talking about it. And that's what he was asking. Like, what happened? Why? Did you break up? Was this one of the fights you were in that Billy referenced? And she's like, turns it into why they unfollowed Billy, but they let Billy unfollow first because Billy has these triggers. And then they collectively unfollowed her. I'm like, first of all, that sounds like junior high school. Like, I'm going to unfollow first. No, I am. No, I will. You know, like, dumb conversation, but also not his question. And she never answered the question. Least that I heard.
Yeah.
About why her and Sandoval unfollowed each other.
I also don't really care. Like, I thought that was like, it's like, I think that's why they didn't address, because it was like, I don't know. Like,
everyone's talking about it though, and they have been when that was the thing.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't know. I don't know why that, like.
Well, some of us do. But actually no, because I don't care, because it sounds like, especially after Billy made those statements, that happens a lot. They get in a fight, they blow up, blah blah blah, you know. Yeah. It's like Jax and Kristen following and unfollowing every other week. So
like I yes. think of like my social media, and like I don't block people. I will block like text messages and stuff, like if I'm getting annoyed, or like a group chat, or I'll delete something. And it's not like I'm not meaning it in like some way for everyone to like dissect. It's just like, I don't know. But she could have just said that. I don't know why they didn't just like, yes, we unfollowed. Like, they should have just like snuffed it out instead of like beating around the bush.
Evading.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So then the other big nothing burger bomb was this whole kitchen camera story that went on for about 3 hours, which was not even a story. And why even bring up the cameras if they weren't recording? And Adam's like, oh, see, perfect. You got the footage. So there's your receipts. Well, no, it wasn't recording. I'm like, then why did you even mention the camera in the first place? What was the point of that story?
And I just felt like also that Victoria took such a strong stance on like what happened is absolutely unacceptable, and like the fact that this was brought up, she will never, ever, ever, ever forgive Billy, let her in her life or around Tom. And Tom feels the same way. Like, it was, I thought that it was like, you can't say something like that without a little bit of backup, in my opinion.
Yeah. And so now this like big story that she says happened, that's when Billy Lee told her about Kyle was trying to drug Sandoval so he could take advantage of him. And then Billy Lee, and then this big text that they say is their big receipt, I think actually makes Billy Lee look better than them. Because she's the one saying, Victoria is the one that said that. What was the big bombshell of the receipt? Like, that didn't make Billy Lee look bad at all.
Yeah, I think they were trying to show, like, she was desperately trying to, like, call and, like, change the narrative. Which, yeah, the text, so I'll read the text message. So this is what they showed. It said, V literally said, you were fake and in love with Tom and drugged him. How are you going on a podcast with her? You know how bad things got with Tom and V. I never said a word till she started commenting on shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that, like, unfortunately, it for me, it didn't expose something to go, oh, my God, I'm on their side now, or I'm on this side now.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll appreciate Adam for saying, well, that's a screenshot. And then they're like, oh, I can show the live. He's like, yes, please show the live thread. And so they did, but also, it's nothing. Like, what? That wasn't any kind of, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make her look bad. There's nothing revealed in the text. It was like, aha!
Yeah.
Know? There's no gotcha moment. It was like this big gotcha thing, and the gotcha never happened. Like, the Jack never popped out of the box.
I feel like this, like, seeing Victoria talk and getting to watch her body language, like, Sandoval so has a type. Like, it wasn't giving Raquel, but it was, like, along that, like, it was. It's, like, mm-hmm. It's the same type of person. It's the same, like, oh. Their head tells a different story than, like, what's actually happening. Does that, like, it's, like, it's dreamlandy. Yeah. It's...
Yeah, or they're not able to articulate what they feel is happening, and all we can go off of is
like someone
story.
Someone in the comment said she has a Raquel-like cadence with her words, mm-hmm. And then someone said she's formulating a story in real time because they have to be on Tom's brainwave.
So Billy Lee says she has receipts and she will be presenting all of them. Unfortunately for her, I saw her story. She's like, my only day off this whole month was yesterday, and she was hungover, which you can't get anything done on a hangover. But she's going to be touring, like, she's in a different city every month. So I don't know when she was going through her text messages. That's why she was having a glass of wine, because she was crying. Because, you know, when you go back and you read how close her and Sandoval were, she said they're basically, like, codependent, trauma bonded. They were, like, hibernating for a year. Like, I get it. That's true. They were. They seemed like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has to go back and read all of these texts to collect her proof. I'm sure it was very, you know, upsetting. But it's a lot of work, because I've tried to do that, and I'm... Someday the book's coming, but it, you know, now she's got to do that while traveling and trying to be like fresh and funny every night on stage. So, I mean, yes, we want to see it. But I also know it's going to be,
well, Victoria posted and said, well, she like retweeted or reposted Billy's comment and says, Billy posted, to stay relevant for the rest of my tour, I'll be spilling more tea at every show just for you, V.
Oh,
and smart. Victoria commented back and said, hey, Billy, quick question. Why are you so obsessed with me with the photo of the Mean Girls? And then she said, it's so obvious you need me to promote your tour. You're welcome. So we're keeping it, right, keeping well. It on and popping.
Bring it on, and that's very smart to reveal at each show.
Yeah.
I saw the show she was promoting. They were like Philadelphia and like East Coast, so it's like nothing we'll see in the near future, but I know she does do LA and San Diego a lot, so
yeah.
We'll try to catch the next round on the West Coast. So then Holly last night texted me, Sandoval posted a response, I guess. I mean, do they get their phones for a little bit of a time to, like, check in with family? Or do they get their phones, like, if you're eliminated? And if so, did he just ruin the traitors? Because it's like, oh, he must have got eliminated. That's why he's on his phone. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if I was Victoria or Kyle, I would be sending a message to, like, the producer saying, you need to get Sandoval his phone for a second so we can tell him what's going on.
Yeah, or maybe the publicist, like, yeah, maybe they have reps on the line and they are able to, like, yeah, like a Bravo rep on a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, So do you, and you thought it did not sound like him?
Not at all. Are you kidding me?
No.
No. Should
No, I
we
know
read it?
Lori K reps Schwartz, or other known as Swartz. Does she rep Sandoval too? I don't
I'm
think
going to read
so.
it to you guys. Billy Lee's false claims towards Victoria Lee Robinson and Kyle Chan were designed to damage our friendships and relationships. Victoria, Kyle, and I all heard her on speakerphone while she made those accusations. They were designed to isolate me from my close friends for ulterior motives. It is not a coincidence that she is doing this while I'm out of the country and she is on tour. I will be addressing everything when I'm back. Remember when Sandoval heard Sheena on the speakerphone?
When?
When she hit Raquel?
Oh, right.
He sure hears a lot on the phone.
Also, was he already gone when Billie Lee did her podcast? No, he was just here. Now he like, okay, he was at,
I thought he left like June 3rd.
yeah, and wasn't her podcast like June 4th or, oh, shit, never comes up in my regular,
I know.
because he was at, well, Jeremy's was Memorial Weekend. He wasn't here for the pub crawl, which was Thursday. Product, okay, calendar, June 3rd. Yeah, I'm pretty sure her podcast was the 4th. So he's got to fly there, land. They don't immediately
They
like confiscate your phones.
took it when he got on the plane, so he couldn't hear. Just kidding, I don't know.
It's like there's no way. Yeah, I don't think, and also, they may pre-record. Some of these people record on Sunday and release on Tuesday. Like, obviously, like the two teas with Lala that we'll talk about, that wasn't recorded last night at 9 p.m. They don't do it like we do. Record and post. They edit, put in their ads, goes through production. They pre-record like 3, 4 days ahead. I don't know about Billie Lee and hers, but
Yeah,
yeah,
the
I
episode
don't.
was posted 6/5.
Yeah, so they recorded on the 3rd of the 4th.
But how would Sandoval know that?
I mean, people were talking about it right away.
But it re okay. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I guess I was just saying, I don't think Billie Lee waited for Sandoval to leave the country to talk about the situation on her podcast. I think she talked about the situation on her podcast because she had Joe as a guest, and Joe brought up, funny, I was just on this other podcast, ours, and the most viral part of it that went out was people wanting to know what happened with Billie Lee and Sandoval, and that's what Billie Lee then flowed into. It was kind of like a natural progression of conversation. It wasn't like Billie Lee's agenda is like, okay, this podcast, I want to talk about why Sandoval and I aren't talking. It kind of happened because Joe brought it up.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think it's intentional that, wait till Tom gets to Scotland. They take his phone. Like, they're not going to take his phone immediately. They're going to get there, settle in, and then they're all going to, like, before filming starts, they're like, okay, give me all your phones. So that argument doesn't hold water, Victoria. Nice try. We need to timeline this. We need a whiteboard. We need to law and order.
I think it would also be stupid for him to like the only reason why anyone cares is because Kyle and her postured like in this way to be like, we are going to address this. Like they could have waited for Sandoval, but they didn't. So now it's like awkward.
Well, and it's because Kyle is championing this, It's like Kyle's his good friend. Kyle is the gateway and the bridge to all the other people because he is friends with all the other people, including Ariana. So he can't he's got to support Kyle matter what.
This Billy has Lee been Kyle's. This has been Kyle's moment, dude. That's all I have to say.
A moment like he's been waiting for. Billy Lee is not gonna get him anywhere that he thinks he wants to be or needs to be. Kyle is, because most of the cast don't talk to Billy Lee. Most of the cast.
And Kyle himself said he doesn't talk to Billy. Mm-hmm. Which I was like, then what are we doing right now?
Also, Kyle Chan, like, jeweler to the stars. Like, it's, you know, Sandoval's strategic. He's transactional. Mm-hmm. What? Who's going to get him further? You think he's leading by his heart? Mm. And arguably so. Billy Lee is as close of a good friend as Kyle is. Like, I don't know that. Is he closer with Kyle or was he closer with Billy Lee?
I would say those two were the closest. So
yeah,
you can make an argument for both.
Mm-hmm. And about equal. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Like, same level of friend to him.
I would say that Billy probably did more for him because she was over there literally doing his chores.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, my best friends are equal, Ronnie and Daisy. I don't favor one over the other. And I'm just as close as one or the other.
So. That's right. You know? Yes.
And if you ask them, they would say me and you, but they probably favor me a little bit more. We're not on the same level.
Oh, my God. Daisy's getting excited for her birthday's in July, but she's like one of those kids that I think most kids are like this, but she's been waiting a long ass time for her birthday. Basically, since Ronnie's, I've been telling her it's in summer. You know, she has no concept of time. So,
yeah.
We were at Target and she's like, I want this for my birthday. And I'm like, okay, well, let's take a picture of it so then I know if we can make a little list for you.
Yeah.
And there was this giant thing that she wanted. And I said, Daisy, absolutely, you're not getting that. It was like this, like, American Girl doll knockoff, you know, brand at Target, but it was a school, it literally is a school. And I'm like, Daisy, that's way too big. And she's like, well, I could ask Sarah for it. Sarah would probably, I think she would want to get it for me. And I said, Daisy. And I'm like, she probably would. So we're not putting that, like, I'm saying that's too big for our house. Like, you can't have that.
Oh, yeah. Michaela gets mad. She's like, no more live living pets, because it's not the pets themselves. It's the cages. She's like, their whole room is lined with these giant cages. And I'm like, yes, okay, I understand. No more. And then, like, someone else comes into town and we'll take him to Target. And of course,
and that's what they pick. That's and then I'm so like, funny. Oh,
you can't have that. And they're like, well, it's too late. I already bought it. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. But yeah, she was like she's like, well, then I'll talk to Sarah. And then she saw like the Bluey characters that the kids had. And she's like, oh, I have to get these because I saw how fun it was to play with. I definitely want these. And I'm like, oh, I can't. Like, she is something else.
Fun. Okay, so anything else that happened with that?
I'm
Billy Lee's responses we kind of talked about.
Yes, so just like I DM'd Adam after the live, I also DM'd Billy, and her response was, "I will show my receipts and be done with it." Still in shock over the lies. So, I mean, I love a little bit of drama, so I am not mad at this unfolding the way that it is. It's like we're kind of on the off season mm-hmm. right now, so it's like keep at it, guys. Like I like it.
Yep.
More.
What I thought was going to be more podcast drama, because it was like hyped, like, are you ready for this? And it's like two T's in a pod with like a black screen. They're like, podcast with Lala Kent dropping 9 p.m. Sunday night Pacific. I'm like, who's waiting at 9 p.m. Sunday night? I was passed out at 8 p.m. To listen to Lala on two T's in a pod. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So I listened this morning.
And how was it?
Again, very... It's like my tire just deflated, like, bum, 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 wah, 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 very, like, nothing.
That's
like
disappointing.
nothing happened. So I did make some notes. It starts off, they're talking about how amazing she is. Tamara said, "The show would have been nothing without you this season, Lala." I'm like, oh, okay. And even Andy said, "Lala is the MVP of this season, and it's her best season yet." I'm like, Andy, did you watch the show? Or are we watching the same show?
I don't, I mean, I guess maybe you could make that argument that she brought the conflict. But I don't know if I would call it someone's best season because it looked a little painful for her. You know what I mean? She's obviously spiraling a little bit, so I don't know.
And then, oh my God, these ladies, why are you talking? They're like, we've been recapping Vanderpump every week and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And this is why the reason, ladies, you shouldn't. Because they're like, what is with this pasta thing? I don't understand the pasta thing. And that's Teddy. And Tamara's like, what pasta thing?
Oh my God.
And Lala's like, are you kidding? And then this other thing, like, oh no, that was like season six when I ate Ariana's cookie. And Tamara's like, what? And just like basic shit they've never even heard of. No idea. I'm like, just please. Why are you watching and commenting? And why? Oh, let's have Lala. Can't, well, you don't even like, you know her personally. You don't know the show at all. Frustrating. So, and, 'cause, this reminded me because Tamara was like, well, I heard that Tom and Ariana were having an affair, sleeping together while he was with Kristen. And Lala goes, yeah. Okay. Not true. I mean, even if they banged the one time at the Golden Nugget, I'll still go if they had the kiss in the pool. Like even now, post Scandoval, when Ariana admits to saying, "Yeah, I think yes, I believe Miami Girl. I was just a united front with him at the time." She has never backpedaled and said, "We no, we actually fucked in the Golden Nugget pool," right? She stated that it was just a kiss. But then they didn't. Then him and Kristen broke up. Then him and Ariana started dating. So to people that don't watch the show, it's gonna, look like they were having this full, like a Raquel Ariana thing. Which doesn't, Anyways, oh, and Lala can't see. She goes, I just don't understand. I was devastated when my ex did something so terrible to me. I just don't understand how, well, this happened March 1st. And on March 10th, she's already dating someone at this wedding. It just doesn't seem that she can be that devastated. Oh, she really. Oh, she goes, I just have a problem with people who think they are bigger than the show. And then she said about fans. She's like, they think they know me, but they don't. So they just need to shut the fuck up. I'm like, oh, good, okay. She's mad at Schwartz for saying her talking about this being her job is making the show inauthentic, because now people think they're playing roles and characters. And she's like, I didn't know he said that. So, but then at the same time, she's like, you don't know who we are. But then, wait, you are or are not playing a role. This is or isn't a job. You know what I mean? Like she contradicts herself all the time. But the Jerry stuff, she's like, look, I just know, the middle of season 10, they had to stop cameras and the whatever, production, the leaders, Jerry, Alex, whomever, had to talk to Ariana and say, listen, you've got to give us something. You got to feel something. You got to show something. So she said that. So kind of implying Jerry and crew were already irritated with Ariana season 10 because she wasn't giving anything. And then he just got so frustrated this season 11 that he comes over to me because they were like, oh, were you worried about that being on the finale? And she's like, no. I was like, hell yeah, good. She goes, all I know is Jerry came over to me and he's like, La, like, I guess he calls her Law as well.
I can't.
Law, go ahead and break the fourth wall now. I don't give a fuck. So that sounds to me, if he says I don't give a fuck, he's a little heated. It sounds to me like a little revenge against Ariana, perhaps. Like he's pissed at Ariana, because why else are you like, I don't, go do it. I don't give a fuck. It was right after Ariana was talking to him and walked out.
I mean, I totally get it. Like, it's like pretty obvious they're frustrated. Yeah. Lala, Sheena, producer Jerry, they wanted this little conversation to happen. She didn't. So she chose the ending. They didn't think it was good enough. And so they're all pissed off. I think that what happened was, yeah, it actually did end up being good. And so they're still upset. They're still annoyed. They made a show, but it's not what they wanted. And so I really think that's what's coming out.
So maybe when Ariana said, which I thought was kind of a cringy moment for her on the after show, she's like, well, I did get Reality Star of the Year. Instead of that being a dig at the cast, if you look at it as a dig towards Jerry, then it's funny.
Yes.
If it's a dig towards a cast, it's cringy. But if it's towards Jerry, it's fucking funny. She's like, okay, Jerry, I guess in the end I did know better, huh, than you.
Yeah.
Well, he lost his shit. Maybe that's why he got fired from Southern Charm.
Yeah.
Maybe he has a little temper. But now he's going to run the Valley as well. How do you feel about that? Speaking of the Valley, Lala said her and Brittany are taking a break. So that babysitter thing is still a brewing.
So stupid. It's so stupid. Like, ugh.
Zooli.
And like, I just can't help but think like that. It's pretty convenient that her and Brittany have a little beef right now. It's just,
it is. okay,
you know, us stupid viewers don't get it though. We don't get it. You know,
we need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they're just living their lives.
She took a little like self-reflection. She said, look, I always realize there's always someone, and you have to look at the person who's talking to the least amount of people, or who's having beef with the most amount of people. And she goes, and I realize right now that's me. I'm not getting along with anyone, so maybe like I'm the problem, kind of thing. So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
But then, okay, then the ladies asked her, so you said that you didn't even know that something about her opened? And she's like, no. And like, yeah, I don't know. She's like, they've had like 500 soft openings. I didn't know that it was like open day to day, or I don't know. And they're like, well, but then Katie posted and said that's not true, because this is hysterical to me. Because Jess viewed all of their something about her Instagram stories, like, you know, all the opening days. I just thought, you know, when we try to like look at a poll and there's thousands, and it's impossible to see who voted for what, right? And it's easier if you have a blue check mark, because those, you know, pop right up. And Jess does not. So the fact that Katie, well, it's Lala, she's like, wow, she must have too much time on her hands to go through all that to find a blue or a view from Jess.
That's
Which,
funny.
Good point. I love that Katie caught that Jess viewed it, and I love that Lala said that's a lot of time trying to find, looking at all your viewers.
Yeah.
both valid. So she's like, oh, Jessica. Oh, no, then they pulled in Jessica. I just tap, tap, tap. You know, it didn't register to me like, oh, they're open. Like, there's always content about something about her. I didn't know. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Taking a break, Lala. Oh, Lala said she's been an underdog her whole life. Is that what you think of?
That's not what I think of Tupac.
Oh, and she's like, from the time I entered preschool or kindergarten, I've always been the underdog. Like, but how so?
I feel that's like when like actresses are like, I was bullied at school because I was so talented and I was a singer and I like always won the talent show.
She said, I'm along like a couple 2 years ago or something on her podcast, she was bullied in like grade school and middle school for being too pretty.
I mean, I kind of get it.
I mean, pretty people can be bullied too, but it's just, it's, aww.
Yeah. I think anyone who's like also like kind of knows what they want to do at a young age, like they're kind of a target as well. It's a common thing to say. I don't know.
So, okay, then that's when she says, you don't know me, and you want to think that you do, but you don't. And if you're not going to celebrate me, then you can shut the fuck up.
Mm.
Yeah. She needs the viewers to fall back and stop coming for me as a person. Okay, but that's what you were supposed to be playing on TV, you as a person. So either, oh, we can come for you for your role on a show. Okay, well then... it's inauthentic and fake. Which is it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They asked her about James and Allie because Teddy is very much not a fan of James after their whole thing that they witnessed, right? Their story. And Lolly goes, I am. So they're like, well, you're a big champion of James and Allie. And Lolly goes, I'm championing Allie.
Oh.
So what, this whole James and Lala thing is fake too? Like, if I was James listening to this, I'd feel very betrayed and thrown under the bus. She's like, I care about Allie, and da da da. And then they kind of break it down, and because, you know, Teddy and Tamara are talking about their experience of the volatile fight when Allie jumped out of the car.
They both jumped out of the car.
And then Lala said, well, look, she's like, I look at it as, you know, different. He's a different type of person than like my ex. She goes, anytime there's alcohol involved, and that's what fueled the incident or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then they decide to go sober because these things happen when they drink and they go sober. I have to give someone a second chance because I did terrible things and said and did and made mistakes when I was drinking. So, I mean, that's cool. And so basically, as long as he stays sober, she'll be his friend, but ultimately she's just only championing Allie.
Hmm.
So she basically acknowledged, yes, I've heard the things about James. As long as he's sober, I will overlook it, essentially. But yeah, I don't know. If I was James, I'd feel a little like, weird about that. People said, they wanted to talk about the Daryl money, and like Ariana did not buy my house, and so they asked, they're like, well, there's been rumors like your mom bought your house, or she's like, my mom's in my payroll, my mom can't afford to buy me a house or herself a house.
Ooh.
She's like, the whole family's on my brother, they're on my payroll, they're on my taxes, as I support them fully like I'm their spouse.
Damn.
Like, yeah.
Way to out them.
Yeah. So, kind of confirmed that, you know, Easton too. I get her mom because she is her full-time nanny, caretaker, babysitter.
Yeah.
Just the way Brock and Sheena pay Erica, you know.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, expect grandma to be your 24-hour.
Well, I think that like the way that they've set up their lives, you know, to really be Lala's support system and to be there for her kids, like I think it absolutely makes sense that they all share Lala's money. They're supporting her, you know, like they're supporting her as much as she's supporting them.
Yeah, but Easton probably needs a job.
Easton really helps with the podcast, though.
Yes, because when I think of Housewives recaps, I really want Easton's opinion, a 32-year-old man from Utah.
Yes.
With no children or spouses. I definitely. And also, pretty much every time they're like, Easton, did you watch the episode? He's like, no. So also, commenting on something he didn't even see. Please, more Easton. Oh, okay. Well, that's all I have from that podcast. Do we want to quickly talk about the OC trailer?
Sure.
It starts out with Teddy, speaking of Teddy, and it's kind of like a traitor set, and she's like in the Alan Cummings role, and she's like, "Welcome, housewives, and Vicky." And Heather's like, "Oh, that's rude." And Vicky's like, "She's such a bitch." Vicky's contempt and hatred for Teddy is a show in itself.
Yes.
She's so mean about her that I kind of want Teddy and Vicky cast on OC. We've got a lot of, Tamara was saying, you know, it is surprising that Alexis isn't a full-time housewife because she's like in every scene, even in the trailer, she's in every scene. She is more visible on the show than some of the other housewives. So then they showed that thing of, "I have your ex-boyfriend. There's the door, Shannon Bedore." Oof, this is going to be rough. I don't know. Shannon looks great.
Shannon does look great. The trailer is amazing. I was on the edge of my seat, and I was like, this is going to be a great season. I mean, just from, like, from Heather to Shannon to Alexis, like, it, give me a break. This is going to be great.
So we have Heather saying Gina is a user and her not real friend. We have Gina worrying
can they stop it with that storyline? We've done this, like, tug and pull with Heather and Gina, and it didn't work.
And also, can we just move Heather to Beverly Hills? Because her staying at the Balboa Bay Club, which is like, doesn't carry the cachet it once did.
No.
Come on. You're commuting down and staying at the Balboa Bay Club for...
To film.
Just to be on the show.
Yeah.
To film. Dumb. Gina worrying about Emily and Tamara's friendship and them getting too close. But then the interesting part, and I don't know how much we'll be able to hear since it involves someone not on the show, is that she wants to stay with Travis but have Travis move out because there's baby mama drama. Like, we need his ex on the show.
Like, that sounds fun. Like, that's a little bit more interesting for her.
Yes.
And I'm happy for her because I feel like the Heather storyline is old.
So maybe we'll like the new person, Katie, who is a friend of Sutton's. And Sutton asks, "Have you met Heather yet?" And she's like, "Oh," like basically says Heather was rude. She's like, "She turned and looked at me like this." So maybe there'll be some fun between Katie and Heather. Maybe someone will give Heather a run for her money.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Katie. Like, is she super wealthy? Like, or what's her? We need to look into her.
Yeah.
A little deep dive. The Shannon breathalyzer shot and then the Shannon ordering a drink shot with all the noses in the air like, she ordered a drink. That's going to be...
That would be the worst part of, like, getting in a DUI, you know, getting yourself into some high waters is everyone being like, "Oh God, uh-oh."
Yeah.
That would just be something to overcome for sure.
I wonder how long in between the DUI and filming, do you recall?
Oh, no, but I could look it up. I'd have to do some work.
You know, she went and got help. She never said she was going to a rehab or anything. She went and got ways to manage her emotions better and reliance on...
Oh, it was also, like, heartbreaking when she sat her daughters down and apologized to them. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Because they're probably embarrassed.
Well, imagine, like, being at school and they're like, "Your mom's been arrested for a DUI. She ran into a house."
Yeah.
And then the dog in the car. Like, there was a lot. It was a lot.
Yeah. It's probably not a great look. Like, maybe drink what you want behind closed doors as long as don't drive. Maybe when you're filming on camera in front of all your, maybe don't order that drink. Maybe go in the bathroom and put a little mini in your... No, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's not a good look. I don't know.
Yeah, that's hard.
I can't wait for the Ryan FBI. Do we know the status of that whole thing? Like, is he indicted or...
Oh, yeah. Gosh, we need to. There's a lot of deep diving we need to do on the OC, I think.
And he's like, it's the Lord's plan. So he got in trouble, part of kind of like a little ring of money laundering or embezzlement ring with like gambling and sports or something.
Yeah.
That they confront on the show. I remember the story broke while they were filming. I just don't know the current status. It's probably just like the Jen Shaw thing. It's going to take a couple years. But we should look into the status of that.
Yeah.
Because it starts, what, like July 10th, so it's going to come up fast. Yeah. Anything else happen on that? They go to a lot of places. They go to Big Bear. They go to Sonoma. They
yeah, go to Palm it looks Desert, fun. It looks fun.
London.
It looks super fun. Looks like a good season.
I've heard, like Tamara said, it's like going to be the best season in a decade.
They always say that.
So we'll see. So I'm excited for that to start. We'll definitely be covering that in July. What else is anything?
Yeah, in other news, Sheena made a post at an event that she was at and said, voted Bravo's fan favorites 2024, and it's a picture of her and Janet. That's how
what's the fan favorite? Sheena and Janet?
Yep. They're the voted the fan favorites.
Of each show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's surprising.
That's not true. She's making a joke. And then
there's no way that's true.
And then Zach responded and said, like, you know how he does it, like exactly like he did his story in Big Bear to freak out Janet. He put marked safe from Bravo fan favorites.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, wait, it's just a story removed. And then I'm like, oh, I had to screenshot it and blow it up.
Sheena.
Oh, okay. I understood what he was saying, but I didn't get that it was in response to that post because I didn't see that post.
I mean, I think that's funny. Like, I like when Sheena can make fun of herself, and I think Janet's pretty good at that too. So that's funny.
Speaking of Sheena, what about the stuff with like Alex Baskin kind of clapping back at her? He's like, that's a gross exaggeration of what actually happened. That's not true. Of Sheena basically saying, look, you guys better step it up or you're going to be canceled, you know. And he's like, that's not what happened at all. And he had a different spin on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whose side. I can't believe it, but I feel like I might be on Sheena's side on this one.
Yeah. I mean, there's like that implied threat, right?
Yes.
He didn't say those words, but that's, I know that feeling because like when you work in sales, no one has to say anything. If you're not making your numbers, you constantly feel that way, right? Like, oh God. Like,
and it's always looming. And she's been doing this long enough to know how a season is going too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just and it's with all the new Ariana stuff, you know, everything she's getting, like it had to feel very strange.
I was listening to someone and they said, look, I didn't make them buy two houses in the valley. So, like, they're like her and Lala are stressed because they both bought. Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a very good point. Like, they're freaking out. It's like, well, yeah, maybe you bit off a little more than you can chew.
Yeah.
Lala said on this podcast with GTs that when she bought the Palm Springs house, her accountant was freaking out saying, you're biting off more than you can chew. I thought we had plans to do this. And she's like, don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. And then the Send It to Daryl money came in. And he's like, oh, thank God. So I'm like, how she's in a position to then buy a second house if her accountant was freaking out about the first house, which was way less expensive. She needs to thank Ariana.
Yeah.
The Toms are continuing their little watch party. They must have brought in money on Tuesdays because now they're doing Spilling the Tea, Tom's Tequila and Tuesdays. And every Tuesday, come eat, drink, and revel in some vintage VPR episodes. We will tell some classic Pump Rules lore, giveaways, and special guests. Kristen Doty will be the first guest this week.
I mean, that in itself right there is wild.
I mean, smart.
Yeah. And while Sandoval's gone, smart.
Yeah.
Sheena's publicist has been working overtime. She is made it to Daily Mail for a very odd reason. It's just that she was attending some event. The headline is, Sheena Shea and husband Brock Davies coordinate in pink and white at Rosé All Day event in Calabasas.
Oh, my God.
Sheena Shea and husband Brock put on a cozy display over the weekend as they attend the Rosé All Day event in Calabasas. She and her spouse, whom wed in 2022, both added stylish pairs of sunglasses.
Did they really need to attend this event?
She added silver hoop earrings and a nameplate necklace, as well as her sizable wedding ring. The rock on her finger drew attention to her long, square-shaped pink manicure.
So this is the news. This is the breaking event.
Hold on. I just have to read the part about Brock. Meanwhile, Brock was fashion forward in a crew neck, short-sleeved white sweater and light pink trousers. He added a white trucker hat and frameless shades with hot pink lenses. Davies wore a watch and his dark beard was trimmed down to a neat light layer. Like, are you shitting me?
Is this a joke? Is this like The Onion? Is this Saturday Night Live?
I read it and I was like, I was just going to take a screenshot and bring it up in today's pod. But then I started reading it and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like,
it's got to be an Onion article.
Oh my God.
Okay. Here's my problem. And this is not parent shaming or any of that. My problem is when she complains about like, I need my time for this and this. And like, remember she was yelling at Brock in the pool who wanted to blow off some steam. I need to read a book to my child. But it's like, I get it. And everything you do is work. Yes. Keep your name in the press. But maybe this is something you could skip. A rosé all day party. And when the press you're getting is talking about your sunglasses and your fingernails, maybe you could afford to skip this one. And Kristen brought this up on Nick Viall's podcast. They're like, you know, are you and Sheena close? Because, you know, Kristen and Sheena have always been friends. She's like, yeah, but she's like, we don't hang out. She's like, we just have different priorities and different interests. She's like, I'm just not into the film myself for every day, attend every single event possible, be seen, I'm just not into that. And she is. And that's true. And that's okay for both of them.
Right.
But at the same time, don't complain about your time with your child or lack of time or I'm not going to do this because I need my time. But it was like, you probably didn't need to go to the Rosé All Day party. I'm not saying you don't deserve to or you shouldn't, but also then maybe don't complain about, you know, if Brock wants to sit, you could have went home and read some or a book, leave Brock at the party, you know?
Yeah, I feel like her argument there with Brock is that she does do all these things, and like I think she's super type A, so she has everything mapped out on like how her time is gonna go.
Yeah,
and I think sometimes like when Brock just ignores that, it's annoying because he gets a lot of time with her, but she's busier than him. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, she has like scheduled time. Okay, from 2 to 4, I'll have fun.
Yes,
from 5 to 7, I'll do this, and it's like he's just kind of going with the flow more.
And like sometimes that's not fun. Like that's not fun for Brock, even though it works for Sheena. So I think that's probably something that they have to work on constantly because
I get overwhelmed. Like just looking at our June, we were both overwhelmed. Michaela, when she's got a whole bunch of plans, it's like, oh my God, just get through one thing. Whereas Sheena thrives. I mean, you thrive too in this way, but Sheena thrives in doing 24 things a day. Right?
I do thrive in that, but like, no, like I'm just thinking, I'm comparing like Chad to Brock, and Chad will get so frustrated with me because he's like, I'm done. Go like rushing to this place and rushing back. And like, why can't we ever just chill? And I get that. But it's like when I'm in that busy moment and I have commitments, like I have to I know I'm psycho, but we have to stick with it. We can't just be like, well, today we're not going to honor anything. You know, we're just going to
cruise around. Those are things you have to do. And so I'll get into that gear because I can't miss this work event. I can't miss this podcast. But I feel like she has a lot of those I can't. But then she has a lot of things that she could but doesn't. Like, you can skip this, Sheena.
Yeah.
You can skip that.
Totally.
So.
Totally, totally.
All right. Well, anything else?
Let me just check really quick. No, I think that is everything I wanted to talk about.
Remember, guys, go on Eventbrite to get your tickets to our show June 22nd at Jax's to come do a podcast with us and play fun and games, and then followed up by VPR and Valley Trivia Night, 5 to 7 or 8-ish at Jax's in Studio City. The ticket link, which they're free tickets, we just want headcount, is link in bio. You can get it in our Facebook group. You can get it in our Patreon group.
Or you can email us if you need more info. Just email us at vanderpumprulesparty@gmail.com. And I think I just thank you guys so much for subscribing to our YouTube, which is Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast. I just like sent a request to like be able to go live since we hit our numbers. So I have to talk to Sarah, but Sarah and I are getting together this week, and I thought it'd be super fun to collab with, you know, Patreon or our Facebook group on some stuff for our live show. It'd be really fun. So,
oh yeah, get ideas from okay,
yeah, yes. Wouldn't that be fun? And like we can like read the comments and, you know, get everybody involved, and then hopefully we can be on Facebook Live the whole time as well. So everyone can join in if you're not in the States, if you're not here, we'll go live.
You mean at the event?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, we got a lot of planning. I'm coming back for my trip tomorrow. Holly's gonna come down. Then I have to leave on another trip on Saturday, and then come back from that trip, and we have our show. So we got a lot to get done, but we're halfway through the race.
Yeah, we'll do it. It's fine.
It's fine.
Everything's going to be fine. We can do it. There's 24 hours in a day, Sarah. Peter would say that.
Channel Peter.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Be back soon.
Bye. God, I got to get rid of this cough. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.